It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. It's so nice to be back with all of you again. And today we have a special guest here in the studio, and Miriam Ismail. And Miriam is a very interesting individual. We hardly ever meet people like her, that she has a brain that functions all around. You know, as you've heard before, and many of you know this about yourself, some are right brain, some are left brain, some are people who actually are more artistic, and some are more mathematical, and she is oddly both. So her youth brought her into academics in mathematics and data and statistics and finance, and she went for years with a PhD program, and then all at once had a wake-up call, and we're going to let her talk about that. And the wake-up call brought her to a world where she's now coaching people almost diversely the opposite of the way that she was helping people previously. And all things help people, as long as it's done with great spirit, which I'm sure Miriam did. So welcome, Miriam.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brian. I'm really happy to be here with you.
So talk to me a little bit about what I just said.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your kind words. At this point in time, I feel my truly passionate goal is to help people become the best versions of themselves. And I've learned, because these topics that I teach, it's something that I've used in my personal life. And I just feel the human journey is, of course, full of challenges and obstacles. And you constantly need to kind of work on yourself to become the higher, better version of yourself. And so I started with all these modalities in my own personal life many, many years ago. And then when I saw the benefits of them, I truly felt I want to spread the word and teach these workshops. What I love about all this is I actually teach them at colleges, universities, colleges of medicine, colleges of nursing, very scientific institutions, you know. So I feel the awakening age for us is wellness is not just pills and medicine. We need to prevent disease. We need to kind of connect to our higher self, work on our energy body. I believe we're more than a human body. We're an energy body, and we need to constantly, you know, work on that. And that's where all the modalities I teach come in handy.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm enchanted with this. Why you came to this realization. So I want to know your story. Tell everyone all over the world about you.
Oh, well, like anybody else, you know, I faced a lot of challenges, problems, grief. You lose loved ones, you lose, you know, friends, family members, you go through challenges in life, parenthood, all that. And you just always want to be the tip-top notch of yourself. So you want to always, like, address your emotions, not suppress them. You want to process them healthily. And I just feel...
You said something that I want to speak about a little bit. You always want to be the best part of yourself. That's what you and I share, and Anna Maria. Mm. I'm not sure that's what everyone shares out there.
Yes.
So how do you get people to recognize doing little gets little?
I feel when they see the benefits of being the better version of themselves and seeing all the greatness that happens in their life journey, this should be an awakening by itself, you know, because when you are calm, when you have inner peace, when you're focused, when you're connected to your higher self, to the source, all that, it adds so much value to your life. And then when you see this and you see how smooth your life is, despite the challenges, of course, you know, challenges never stop. But the way you respond to challenges is the awesome part of becoming, you know, informed about all these topics and modalities.
Yeah, and I think we are in a time where self-help and self-healing is getting really popular, mm-hmm. but people need guidance because it's like, so what do I do? I need to help myself.
It's a whole new concept.
Yeah. So true. Yes.
Yeah, we just finished our tour. We do the self-healing diet. And so that is really our mission now, big time, that people learn. But everybody needs this guidance. And there is, you know, there's a lot of guidance out there. And some people don't have the experience you have. They kind of just pick it up over a weekend or something. And that is not good for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So, yes. These modalities and teaching them comes with a responsibility.
Yes.
You cannot just, you know, you need to go through the process yourself,
right.
Have it in your life for many years,
exactly.
Become master in it, and then, you know, teach it. I absolutely agree. Yes.
Yeah.
So when you go in, for instance, to a college, a university, and you're speaking to students, are you actually part of their curriculum?
Yes, well, I don't speak to students. This is the great thing. Oh. I train faculty members and doctors and heads of departments. So I just feel I'm so in awe of them embracing these modalities. Like, my participants are all PhD holders. They're all, you know, great, successful leaders. So, so in addition to the wellness that I teach kind of professional development as well. And this is mostly what colleges also like leadership, emotional intelligence, time management, in addition to, you know, self-hypnosis, meditation, ikigai, EFT tapping, so many different topics that I teach. So it's kind of a balance between professional development and wellness. So I mix and match, yes, I'm part of the curriculum, coming back to your question, and every semester we offer topics that we feel are relevant at this point in time.
Isn't that amazing? Well,
yes.
You know, the great news is I'm a child of the 60s, so we were the first generation in the West that pretty much did all of this. Mm. And people thought we were very odd because we were meditating, eating correctly, and all of the things in what was at that point called self-care. And as Anna just spoke, our new mission, and it's actually a global mission, is on self-healing, is what you're doing. And there's no reason why we cannot unify professionalism and academia with what we now have as a science. You know this, but I'll mention it to the listeners. There's recently a compilation study, they're called meta studies, where they looked at the 20 most impressive of all worldwide effects from meditation. And interesting enough, all of those 20 studies done at top universities concluded the same thing. Within a matter of 5 minutes, you actually increase immune system cells by 30%. For somebody like me, that's amazing. Within 5 minutes. You couldn't do that if you biochemically put million stem cells into you.
True.
But the power of the mind.
True.
Power of the mind. We know, for instance, you turn on genes to do positive things within 5 minutes of mindfulness. So why would a doctor or a nurse or a professional or a business leader not want to know these things? And if they don't, I feel bad for them.
That's so true, exactly. Now, for me, when I teach these topics, first and foremost, I tell them, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. Do what you need to do physically, to the physical body. But in addition to that, it would be wonderful if you would help your system heal through meditation, through tapping. And results are so
powerful and scientifically supported.
You see the results.
Yes.
You feel the benefits. Yeah. So why not? You know? Yeah.
Well, tapping came out of the University of Michigan.
Exactly,
and
yes.
A PhD up there did that. And, you know, these are things that we see clinically employed on our guests. As you know, they come from all over the world, different ages, different reasons. But many have been told they're going to die. And this is part of the healing, if not in many cases, the essential part of the healing.
True. You know, for EFT tapping, what we do is I have group sessions, right? And we tap as a group for a specific emotion. And I tell you, doctor, like immediately once I do a couple of rounds, the energy is shifted. Oh, yeah. So all these wonderful, you know, PhD graduates and faculty members, they feel it. They feel better.
Yes.
And that's all I want to encourage. Like, see how you feel. I don't have to keep on proving to you scientifically that this works. Just
right.
See how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough proof that this works.
Well, you're a walking, talking example because you brought a calm to the studio. And we're going to come back and we're going to keep spreading that calm and knowledge so that all of you can get to the place where your life is so pleasant you want to be around a lot longer. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with a very special therapist and teacher and TED speaker. And you know, she's everything. Yeah, author Miriam Ismail.
She's a busy woman.
She's a very busy woman. And, you know, she knows how to teach the faculty, which is, of course, where everything has to start. When people really get into lifestyle, and for the kids or the adults that is being taught by this faculty, they have to experience everything themselves. Without that, you can't teach it.
Oh yeah, you don't
it's
know
so
what
true.
You can't teach.
No,
so true. Yes.
Yeah. So you went that route, knowing that would be more successful.
Well, that's one of the venues I do, but I also go to corporations, institutions, community centers, yoga studios, moms groups. So I reach out to every sector of the population. I mean, I just feel whatever I teach is applicable to any individual.
Sure.
So you know how they say you should limit down or have a target market? I feel the whole world is my target market because I truly want everyone to know about these topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach them to become their own therapist, meaning I don't want them to keep on depending on me or come for sessions with me. I teach them the modality and they take off with it. So this becomes a healing modality for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they will use it whenever they need it.
Right.
Here's what I want to ask you. We're going to try to do this. I'm sure you can do it. So we'll just try. So here we are, people listening to you for the first time. Maybe they have never contemplated these things.
Mm.
And let's imagine you come in and I'm asking you for help. You're coaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the three most important things that you would say to me and everyone else in the world. And as you pointed out, everyone on the planet can gain help from this.
First, I like to see, there's an exercise I do, and I call it the Wheel of Life Assessment, and I use it in a lot of my workshops. It's a wheel, and it's divided into 10 segments. That's what I think represents the picture of your life.
Yes.
The segments, like briefly, I'll just state a few of them. Your job or work, your spirituality, your family life, your health, money, and so on. So I have 10 segments. And I like to start with this. And I like to ask them, each segment, how do you rate it? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? And when we fill in the wheel, they would see how their life is. Where are the imbalances? What should they work on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I take it from there. So once I know where they are at this point in time, I can further narrow down what's going on with them. Is it
yes.
emotional? Is it maybe not happy at work, so I need to guide them in the right direction. Yes. You know, it really depends what the problem is. But I always like to start with my wheel. I feel it gives me
sense.
An insight.
It's very practical.
Yes. Because maybe. If you ask them, I mean, what am I going to ask them? They're going to go on and on and give me so much information. And,
right.
and also give you the most problematic things in their head and not realize why the wheel's not turning well or it's flat. Is because of something they haven't even dealt with or
thought about. Exactly, yeah. Yes. So the segments are, the different segments that I have, they're such eye-openers. It addresses everything in your life, from hobbies and interests to jobs to, you know, personal growth.
Relationships.
Everything, yes.
So number two. So once we establish,
you have
my wheel.
Yes.
My wheel's sort of rolling, but not. So what are you going to tell me?
Yes.
Let's imagine, I'll make a story up. Let's imagine I have a great love relationship with my partner, but I hate my job and I don't relate to some of my children. So
all
what
right.
would you say to somebody like that?
So we start off by saying we know the problem. So 50% of it is solved because now you are aware of mm-hmm. what needs to change. Mm-hmm. And then we start working on your mindset. We start digging deeper. Why aren't you happy at work?
Yes.
Is it the type of work? Is it your boss? Is it so on? If it's your boss, then I would get into emotional intelligence where you need to absorb him more and understand where he's coming from, for instance. You know,
Or she, of course.
So lots and lots of reasons, but we keep on narrowing down. And I tell my participants sometimes it's like peeling an onion. You have layers and layers. You know, you start unlayering the onion to get to the root problem.
It gets stinky sometimes.
It does.
It hurts your eyes.
It does. Exactly. Yeah. But they understand it. When I tell them an onion, it's mm-hmm. something clicks.
Yeah,
they get it.
We've all experienced it.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, right? And we keep on digging deeper, and we do get to the root problem, and then we decide what modality is going to help us with this root problem. Is it meditation? Is it self-hypnosis? Is it tapping?
And this is your gift, your instinctual gift, where you've done this so often with so many people. You intuitively and also professionally can say what would be best in that situation.
Yes. Well, I would give them options, and I'll see, because everybody's different. Some people don't like meditation, for instance,
yes.
so maybe you will gear it towards tapping, you know. Yeah, as long as the person is satisfied and it resonates with them, it needs to resonate with them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not successful.
You have to like what you're doing,
yes.
you don't do it. And
yes.
Number three.
So now we know what the problem is, we know how to solve it, we put everything into action. And we follow up, make sure we are on track. You know, every week I give them to-dos. Like, this week you should accomplish this, week two, week three. But the great news is, after 66 days, everything they are trying to do will become part of their personality. So it's not a challenge anymore. It's a research
Explain
that was done.
Explain that number to me.
Oh, it's a research that was done. And one of the, I want to say, the University of London by Dr. Philippa. Oh. And she and her team and lots of experiments and research and students and patients and you name it. And they came to the conclusion, whatever you are trying to do, quitting a bad habit, gaining a new habit, you know, whatever you're trying to do, 66 days as an average number would be the number for you to incorporate it into your daily life and make it a part of your personality.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yes.
We always used to say 90 days, but 66.
Yes.
That's
great.
That's
yes.
a better deal.
It's a better deal.
Yes. And the thing is, then they feel, oh, so it's not going to be that challenging. You
right.
66 days is maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Doable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's such a need for people to learn about this and to, I think everybody is attracted to this
mm-hmm.
if they get to hear about it. I think what people are hearing today, they're gonna say, so where do I start? Where can I get this guidance?
Yes. When we come back, we're gonna give them an opportunity
yes.
to know how to get a hold of you too.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be right back, just cool out for a minute and you'll hear our voice again.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, here with Miriam Ismail. And you know, she's just so warm and so great. And of course, she's a professional development, self-improvement coach, you name it. So the thing is, you've been teaching a lot of people, a lot of faculty, you've been a TED speaker. The main thing is, I think, is now you're a parent too. You have two sons.
Yes.
And that's, for us, that's like our wealth. That is where we take most of our learning, raising our four kids and the eight grandkids. This is where we pick it up. So what about you?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I feel my major accomplishment in this world are my kids. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They made me the better person. Everything is because of them.
Yeah.
And I feel you're not complete unless you become a parent.
Right.
It just sends you into a different direction of existence, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
So, yes. And everything I teach, I expose my kids to it. So they are, throughout my journey, they're with me. They meditate. They Now, my teenager, not anymore, because, you know, it's not cool to meditate. But you know.
It will be in a few years.
Yes, eventually he's going to come back. So I do share with them. And they are amazing. They're like sponges, kids. They learn everything so quickly.
Yes.
And they respond to it. So, yeah.
Well, ironically, we think, you know, we teach the child. But I can tell you, they're getting a bum deal. Because we're being taught a lot more from the child.
Yes, sure.
That's so true. Yes.
So, let's give some percentages here. So what you're capable and able and gracefully allowed to do as your passion, what percentage of that do you think you gain, not from education, but from life experience?
Yes, you do gain from life experience. You do gain from education. But the ultimate gain is who you are, your life mission, your life purpose.
Yeah.
And to me, I truly feel it brings me so much pleasure when I can help someone in their life and they tell me, you know, what you taught me is valuable and I'm using it and I'm benefiting from it. So other than education, other than experience, you truly need to have it in you to care, to be compassionate, to be willing. Because it's not an easy journey, and you face all sorts of, you know, different personalities, and you know, but as long as you're passionate about what you're doing, you would always deliver your message clearly, and they will benefit from what you're trying to teach them.
I was teaching this to our guest at Hippocrates just yesterday. I have a formula: P plus P equals S. Personal passion equals success. And you cannot have true, fulfilling, and permanent success without personal passion.
Yes, I agree.
And you know, the other thing is that I know that whatever I'm passionate about, it's effortless and it's not work.
Yeah. And you know, whoever you're dealing with, they sense it, they feel it.
Yes.
The energy is there when you're passionate about something. Yes.
Right. And there's trust at that time.
Exactly, yes.
So both your mom and dad were Lebanese?
Yes.
I spent some time in your country back in the 70s when it was very calm.
Yes.
In the Middle East, it was the only country that I really said I could live here at that point.
Yes, it is beautiful.
And we don't want to talk about what has happened because of the politics here.
Oh,
now.
Yes.
But you have a very Lebanese heart.
Yes, very warm
very
and
warm,
caring.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Family oriented.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nice. So express that. What do you think you gained from your culture, although you didn't live in Lebanon?
Yes,
very
true.
Often.
Yeah, I think in your genes you kind of get a bit of traits.
Exactly.
You know, whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
Yes, well, the Lebanese culture is very warm, kind, loving, and we kind of, I don't know, maybe we care too much, right? Because you feel it like your neighbors are always in your business, your family is always in your business, everybody, you know, they care.
You put the Italians to shame.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yes. So they care, they can't help it. Mm. So because of that, I just feel I give more because I truly care. Mm. I don't do it as a job or I care. I really want to make a difference and help.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you it comes can't in wait handy. To see another successful lifestyle or life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whoever comes, and I mean, wherever I cross paths with anyone in my workshops or my teachings or whatever, they're always in my life. I always follow up. They are part of my tribe. So I constantly, I'm there
right.
for them, you know?
Yeah.
Well, when you see the world, nice. You know, these sort of polite things we speak about and inspirational things, that we are one family worldwide,
mm-hmm.
You're actually an example that that's true, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, to me, I see, I wish we can say I'm from Earth. And not I'm from the States or
yes.
I'm from Lebanon or
exactly.
I'm from France
so.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but we should learn from each other's cultures and the best of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because each and every culture does most right.
Mm.
And, of course, some wrong. So if we could just take the best of everyone and say, hey, doesn't this feel better?
Yes.
Doesn't it feel good to feel love and passion and camaraderie
mm.
and peace and all of these things? That's what we should be aspiring for today. And if you're not aspiring for that in your life, you need to be, because mm. nothing else matters. If you don't have that sense of security and confidence, you're not a contributor, at least at the level you ought to be.
True.
So how do people get in touch with you?
The easiest way is to go to my website, which is www.preciouStime.info. So
let's say it once again.
Okay.
They have to getting their pens now.
Okay, getting
pulling the cars over.
Yes, they are. So www.preciouStime, because I feel life is precious and mm-hmm. you need to accordingly live it that way.
Yes.
So preciouStime.info. When they go there, they're going to see everything, my social media platforms, my TED Talk, my courses. They can email me, get in touch with me. And that's the, I think, the easiest way to get hold
and
of me.
You're available, I'm sure, globally to come out to groups and organizations.
Yes,
and
yes, I am global. And, you know, at the beginning, I didn't like Zoom, but now I love Zoom and I embrace it because I have participants in all over the world. In Europe, in Dubai, in Cyprus, and yes, so it has, I feel the new age is for us to do things virtually, so it's kind of awesome.
That is, and yeah. you're quite awesome. So
thank you.
All of you out there who spent time with us today, I hope that this took your world and edged it to be a little brighter, a little better, a little happier. And next week when we get together, we'll explore a new frontier that I'm sure will do the same. Be well and enjoy the next few days.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.